listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about doing the right thing and doing it the right way. I'm going to read you from 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 8, which reads, "And they brought the head of Ishbosheth to David at Hebron, and said to the king, 'Here is the head of Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, your enemy, who sought your life, and the Lord has avenged my lord and the king this day of Saul and his descendants.'" Ishbosheth was a bad man. He was weak enough to be manipulated by stronger men, but he was strong enough to stay stubborn against God and the divine purpose. Ishbosheth came to the same sad end as everyone who fights against the Lord: frustration and destruction. The specific instruments of his end were named Bana and Rechab. They murdered this counterfeit king by stabbing him in the stomach while he slept. The two assassins, after they stabbed him in the stomach, cut off the head of Ishbosheth and brought it to David, who was the most obvious victim of Ishbosheth's stubborn rebellion against God. You see, Ishbosheth blocked David from taking possession of what was his, the royal throne over a unified Israel. Knowing all that David had to gain from this rebel's death, they brought him the severed head, and they said, "The Lord has avenged my lord, the king, this day of Saul and his descendants." What they meant was really this: we are God's servants, defeating your enemies as instruments of God, and here is a cut-off head to prove it. Yet David could not see that God had inspired these two cold-blooded assassins. He couldn't understand why they called the former king of Israel Saul your enemy, when David did everything he could to treat Saul like a friend and not like an enemy. David couldn't understand how these two could commit a great wrong and claim they were really serving God. Friends, it's bad enough when we do something wrong, but it's even worse when we claim that God inspired us to do it. It seems that both the devil and our God get credit or blame for a lot that isn't from them. We should be suspicious of the person who says, "The devil made me do it," and we should also test the one who said, "God made me do it." When we really act like God acts, it will match the nature of God as revealed in Jesus Christ. We can measure what we do and what others do by the nature of Jesus as revealed in the Bible. You see, these men who brought the cut-off head of Ishbosheth to David expected a reward from David, but they were sorely disappointed. Rechab and Banah thought David would be pleased to see the severed head of Ishbosheth, but they underestimated David's loyalty to God and to the house of Saul. David was loyal to his pledge to honor and preserve Saul's family and descendants. Now, certainly, David was familiar with seeing cut-off heads. After all, he carried the head of Goliath around as a trophy for some period of time. But David knew that Saul and his descendants were not his enemy, not in the way that Goliath was his enemy. Even though Ishbosheth was not the Lord's anointed in the same sense that Saul was, David thoroughly learned to let God take vengeance. David would not accept their evil deed, even though it seemed to serve a good purpose: unifying Israel under David's reign as king. The verses that follow tell us that David had these two assassins executed for the crime of murder. They were not soldiers fighting together with him. They were murderers who deserved just punishment. You see, David was wise enough to not only look at the end result, but also the method that was used to reach that result. David wanted both the end result and the method that he used to look like the God that he worshiped. Friend, do you have that same wisdom? To care not only about how things work out, but how you do them, and if you glorify God along the way? Ask God to give you that same wisdom today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.